Anthony Hayes, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-H-A-Y-S. There you go. 11862, 61-year-old gentleman, used to be a truck driver, obese, not driving any longer, single, has two children, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he dips. He was seen in the emergency room on the 3/28/24 with shortness of breath. Patient appeared to be in acute congestive heart failure. Patient medication was changed from Lasix to Bumix. He never got the medication filled. They offered him admission. He refused staying in the hospital. In the paragraph, I was asked to see the patient today because of his worsening condition. He doesn't want to go back to the hospital. He wants to be cared for at home. He tells me his blood work from the hospital showed H&H of 11 and 38, YCAN of 6,000. His ALK-FOS was 104, ALT 130, AST 58, total bili 1.2, creatinine 1.2, consistent with renal insufficiency. Chest X-ray shows CHF. Troponin is 70.8, BNP is 4,157, quite elevated. Albumin only 2.7. And chest X-ray shows both CHF with central vascular congestion and an AICD in place, along with the age determinant, faint airspace opacities overlying the lateral aspect of the right lung base. This could be due to pneumonia or scarring. There's also 1.5 centimeter nodule density overlying the right upper lobe. Incompletely characterized by this exam. Comparison with the prior exam is needed, and/or CT, but again, once again, patient refused to have any further workup done. Period. New paragraph. His ongoing medical problems includes atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, HIV, AIDS, VPH, CHF, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of less than 20% with AICD in place, COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, lung nodule, morbid obesity, pacemaker, right foot pain, right swelling in the lower extremity, and the status post AICD, as I mentioned, because of cardiomyopathy, period. New paragraph. Medical problems, we just went over surgery, AICD placement, knee surgery, right side, arm surgery, right side. Patient tells me that he got his HIV because of a transfusion years ago. He weighs 245 pounds. He probably got extra 20 pounds of fluid on board. He refused hospitalization, and he doesn't want to go back to the hospital. He uses usually a nebulizer. He was on a CPAP machine for sleep apnea, but he refused. COVID immunizations, up-to-date allergy, none. He's taken his Lasix twice a day. Once again, he was given a prescription for Bumix, which he never filled. Aldactone 25 milligram, then metoprolol 50 milligram, succinate at bedtime, Lipitor 40 milligram, then losartan 50 milligram a day. Bictavi, BICTAVY, one tablet a day for his HIV. Naprosyn 500 BID, which was told him to continue, stop taking right away. An albuterol inhaler. Review of system, shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND. He cannot lay flat. He's been laying in a recliner, but even in a recliner, he's having a hard time breathing, especially at nighttime. 3+ edema, lower extremity, shortness of breath associated with ascites, poor dentition, orthopnea, PND. That was mentioned above, period. On exam, his blood pressure is 145 over 100 pulses, 68 respirations, 2202 sat 97%. Heart positive, small positive, still with an S3 gallop with ectopics, lungs, ronchi, valves, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, obese, ascites, most likely neck, shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity, 3+ edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment, here we have a 61-year-old gentleman in acute congestive heart failure. Patient was recently in the hospital, refused hospitalization, wants to be taken care of.
How are you? Yeah, just checking. He's got a chart.
Okay. He has congestive heart failure. He refused hospitalization, refused any workup. His BNP is over 4,000, period. Next number is ascites. Next number is cardiomyopathy. Next number, status post the pacemaker / AICD insertion. Next number, BPH. Next number is positive HIV. Next number is pulmonary nodule. Next number, overall prognosis is quite poor. Next number, since he doesn't want to go back to the hospital, he would be a great candidate for hospice to take care of him at home. Next number is history of lung nodule. Next number is hypertension out of control. Next number is orthopnea. Next number is PND. Next number, given patient's condition and findings, if he continues like this, he's probably not going to be alive more than a few days or weeks. Next number, I urge patient to go back to the hospital, but he definitely doesn't want to. Next number is fetal edema, multifactorial. Next number is low EF, status post AICD placement. Next number is findings we discussed with patient. Next number is history of COPD. Next number is sleep apnea. Thank you.